There we are. Now we should be live. I mean, either way, we should be live. Today's Tuesday, October 31st. It is Halloween. Yesterday, we saw a rebound in the markets. The S&P 500 moved out of correction territory. The Dow had its best day since June 2nd, but tomorrow is Fed meeting. So how will markets react and how does this affect our positions? Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. We are back. And in Austin, it is really cold. How is it in Sacramento, Mark? Mark cannot hear.
It's a little cold.
Okay. We seem to have a little bit of a delay. Well, this will be fun, but let's see what happens. Okay. Oh, yeah. Forgot to introduce ourselves. If this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And geez, these markets are definitely crazy.
Yes, Marcus, it does seem like I have a little bit of a delay. I'm not sure whose end that's on, but the S&P snapping a three-day losing streak.
Yeah, so finally. I mean, on Friday, we moved into correction territory. Right now, just bounced out of correction territory. And then, of course, tomorrow, the big Fed meeting. So today, if you look at a five-minute chart of the S&P, it's a little bit all over the place.
Yeah, traders trying to find some direction, figure out what to do with the Fed on deck tomorrow.
Yeah, and we still have earnings rolling in. So we also should probably talk about earnings here before we take a look at the stakeometer and see what Powell and his gangs think, what traders think they'll do tomorrow, and how our bet is playing out. But today, PINS reported earnings and right now up 18%.
Yeah, huge move for PINS, putting PINS right at those highs that we saw back in July. So nice earnings beat there and also a revenue beat.
Yeah, so I mean, PINS up and away here this morning. On the other hand, Apple had a big event yesterday where they revealed, a new MacBook Pro, a few more computers. Traders don't seem to be too impressed. So far, Apple down 0.5 percentage point ahead of earnings and their report on Thursday after the bell.
Yeah, a little move higher yesterday, but like you said, down even though the S&P is slightly positive for the session. But I think the real focus here is going to be on earnings.
Yeah. What I'm really surprised about today is that the VIX is lower. So the VIX right now down 3%, and this is surprising ahead of the Fed meeting.
And normally you see that volatility increase and a little uncertainty ahead of something like that. But so far today, VIX just down or flat. And this was even the case when the S&P was down a little bit.
Yeah. So I just see that we have seem to have some bandwidth issues today. So we'll go through this rather quick, but we have to take a look at what people are expecting, what traders are expecting from the Fed tomorrow. And it seems there's still a 0.4% chance that I'm getting a box of steaks from you. However, most traders believe that the Fed will keep rates the same. So it's more of a question of what will Powell say tomorrow?
Agreed. Will the Fed be dovish or hawkish, really reinforce the need to stay high the pressure? We'll see what he has to say.
Yeah. All right, Mark, What are we going to do? Because we still have a little bit issues with the bandwidth. Could be me because it is so cold in Austin and it's 43 degrees and we are not taking cold very well. So it might be my internet. Do we want to just wrap it up a little bit shorter today and be back tomorrow coming out swinging? Because I also hear from our team that the connection is a little bit challenging.
Yeah, if it's you and they could hear you, then go ahead and go for it. I'll just smile. But it definitely seems like there's some issues.
No, it doesn't seem to be. It doesn't seem to be you. It seems to be on my end. So sorry, folks, but this is what happens when we go live. That's what we do. And we're at the mercies of the internet gods that seem to be a little bit freezing here in Austin. And therefore, today, a little bit of a shorter show, but we will be back tomorrow to show you what's happening with our positions, how we are trading it, what to expect from the Fed, and also what's happening here in the markets. Few new trades for you. So be back tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
Happy trading, everybody.